Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen, you know him as Little Richard. He's been rocking now for a long time, still rocking after all these years. 17 until, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Also, my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Lots of stuff there. We're adding new stuff there all the time. And we got one-minute stuff and three-minute stuff and other things there. So check that out. And when you're at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question and check out the things that Skip Miller has told us and helped us with, his vision, his wisdom, his imperatives, his not optional stuff, the requirements for being successful. He's helped us with that. You can find that there on his suite at our website. Skip, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about three things you must do if you're going to be successful in 2012. The second one, remind us.
The three non-optional options.
Yes,
the first
right.
one is sell in January. The second is call high early. Let's look at this. Okay, if you remember the Spanish, Russian, Greek thing, right? The Spaniards are the user buyers. Our typical people we talk to, the manager of engineering, the purchasing agent.
These are metaphors, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
It is a metaphor. It's a metaphor. So the more higher level people, right? Let's kind of run this down. It's now January. I've made budget decisions for 2012, and I'm a bit nervous about them. You know, I don't know if I did the good left turn or right turn, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Now, by February or March, I'll kind of figure it out, and then I'll delegate to my people who work for me, right, you know, the user buyers, the Spaniards, whatever else, and they're the ones who will contact us. So we're waiting for our typical person we call on, the purchasing agent, the head of marketing, the head of engineer, whatever else. Well, they're not doing anything because the senior people are still kind of unsure of the 2012 plans. So in sales, we're not doing anything because our typical people aren't really getting the orders yet. Well, go up the tree. My parents used to go down to Florida every year for holiday break, Christmas break. And my uncle had an orange tree in the backyard. And after a couple of years, you go down there, you pick some oranges, it's kind of fun. You finally figure out that the oranges are better at the top of the tree. So you get a ladder, you climb the tree, you pick the better oranges, and it's a better deal. Right now in January, senior-level people, business owners, senior vice presidents, are sitting there going, is my 2012 ship on the right course here? They'll take your call if you just sit there and ask them, hi, Mr. Smith, what are your 2012 plans, and where do you see your risks? Rather than, hi, Mr. Smith, let me review for you what we did for you last year and what we're going to do for you in 2012. Wrong language to the wrong person. So the second rule right now, the non-optional options, is call high early and ask them questions about their 2012 plans.
Well, of course, the one thing we've all, you know, I was taught, and that's what you're talking about, is whenever you approach a company for the first time, get to the highest person humanly possible, even maybe inhumanly possible, and make that first contact as high as you can. Because when you're introduced down, that's a different scenario than when you're introduced up.
Jim, it's the language thing that we talked about as the metaphor, right?
Yep,
we're so good at that Spanish language, you know, the user buyer feature benefit. We call high and use the same language. The person's going, what? I don't speak Spanish.
I speak
Russian.
You know, they speak
so it's
vision.
A metaphor.
They speak vision and concepts.
That's exactly right. What are my risks? How can I reduce time? How can I make money? Rather than, oh, I'm glad your product now comes in light blue.
Right. I want to say something else though, and I'm going to get back to. I'm going to take us off of this new year idea. You folks, and I know. Surely everybody knows this, but in case you don't. Remember that the larger the company, the more likely they are not to think about sales in terms of calendar year, or think about their goals in terms of calendar year. They, you know, I work with people who has a, you know, my customers have seven or eight different fiscal year endings, right? And March 31st, June 31st, October 31st, whatever, or May, September 31st. So what my point is you, if when I work with larger companies, one of the first things I want to know is when's their fiscal year.
Yeah, my fiscal year is June 30th, you know, July 1. So.
And so I'm thinking about, okay, if and I'll tell you, Skip, if I knew, if you're the guy I want to meet, you're the guy I'm selling high to, and I know that it's January 15th, and your fiscal year actually was December 31st, I'm going to have a different conversation with you today than I would have in October.
You know, and that takes about 30 seconds of research to find out.
Yeah, that's all. You must know what their fiscal year is.
What surprised me along those lines, Jim, I'll see a salesperson, I'll say, hey, in this quarter, who's your number one prospect? Your number one prospect? Like, oh, the ABC company. I go, that's great. Hey, quick question. What's their annual revenue? And I go, wow. I go, well, what's their goals as a company? What are their year goals of a company? Well, how should I know? Oh, my God. If you don't know what the company's thinking, you're a vendor. Put a dollar,
right.
get a
that's
code.
Right.
You're vending.
That's right.
You're not selling.
Yeah, you'll never be a partner.
Homework regarding fiscal year, homework regarding revenue, homework regarding what mission they're on, takes 4 or 5 minutes to find out.
The person who's going to write the purchase order thinks of you as a vendor. The person you want to sell high to, as Skip's talking about, you want them to think of you as a partner.
That's exactly right.
And the only way you'll do that is to use the language, as Skip said. Is it Russian? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, just the whole idea is right now, if I'm going to go meet a senior person, I'm not going to say, let me tell you what M3 Learning is going to do for you in 2012.
Right.
My whole thing is, so what's different? What are you doing different in 2012? What scares the heck out of you?
Right.
Maybe
exactly.
I can help, maybe I can't. I don't know. Let's talk.
Hold on to that thought. M3Learning.com, is that right? Skip, M3Learning.com?
Yep, that's correct. Yep, all set on that
There you
one.
Go. We're going to take a quick break. We got one more of these non-optional options after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.